Dean, and welcome to the second program in our series featuring the music of some of the great singers. Last week, we covered the early career of Frank Sinatra, up to his decline in popularity in the early 50s. It's difficult to pinpoint the causes, but certainly a contributing factor was the decline in the quality of popular music, as compared to the hit songs of the 40s and the big band era. Sinatra, in an interview with jazz critic George Simon, deplored this trend. In the early 50s, he was recording for Columbia Records, and it seemed that the A&R man of Columbia at the time, Mitch Miller, was throwing all his weight behind singers like Guy Mitchell, Johnny Ray, and regarded Sinatra as, well, a has-been. And to this day, Frank Sinatra still doesn't speak too kindly of Mitch Miller. However, Frank was still turning out some great performances.
That's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek. I don't mind Sunday night at all, 'cause that's the night friends come to call. And Monday to Friday go fast, and another week is past. But Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I usually keep, until I hear you at the door, until you're in my arms once more. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week.
Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. Well, just when everything looked black, two things happened to bring Sinatra right back to the top. The first was a role in a movie called From Here to Eternity. He was superb, and for it he won the Academy Award as the Best Supporting Actor. The second factor was his signing with Capitol Records, a new and young progressive record company at the time, and the only one based in California. It was owned in part by songwriter Johnny Mercer. Sinatra had always been a great admirer of Mercer's writing, and one of his songs became a standard part of the Sinatra repertoire and always stopped the show in his personal appearances. Thank you, Eric.
It's a quarter to three. No one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you ought to know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby, one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. Hey, I'm feeling so bad, I wish it'd make the music dreamy and sad. Well, I could tell you a lot, but you got to be true to your code. So make it one for my baby, one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, you simply gotta listen to me till it's all talked away. Well, that's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. So thanks for the cheer, I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. This torch that I found must be drowned, or it soon might explode. So make it one for my baby, one more for the road. That long, long road.
Last week I mentioned that in 1951 I saw Sinatra perform to a very uninterested audience in a New York nightclub. Well, shortly after the success of From Here to Eternity and the release of a couple of the LPs on Capitol, I saw him again at that same club just 2 years later. The difference was incredible. Standing room only, utter silence during his performance, standing ovations. How fickle the public can be. Around that same time, I was booked to appear at a New York nightclub called La Vie en Rose. The agent suggested I check the club out before opening there, so one evening in the preceding week, I went down to catch the show and was delighted to find that it featured the fabulous Peggy Lee. I'd admired her for years, ever since her days with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Now, here she was in person. And here now is our guest Brenda Kristen to recreate one of Peggy Lee's greatest hits.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and then you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, oh, fever. in the morning fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Ooh, fever. I'm his missus, and Daddy, won't you treat him right?" Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when they kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Thank you, Brenda. By the way, Fever was written by Peggy Lee, along with several other of her hit recordings like Manana, Hallelujah, I Just Love Him So. And she also wrote most of the music for the movies The Russians Are Coming and The Lady is a Tramp. Very talented lady. Well, Sinatra was back into top gear and just about to go into overdrive. His new popularity surpassed, well, even the hysteria of the Bobby Sox days. Now he had them all, the kids, the mums, and the grandmums. His LPs came thick and fast, and they were all superb. He had great arrangers like Nelson Riddle, Billy May, Gordon Jenkins, and Don Costa writing great musical arrangements for him, like this next one.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Gotta fill my heart with song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. I
You.
His movie career was just as spectacular. He became a number one box office draw, and 1956 alone saw Sinatra featured in three major movies: The Man with the Golden Arm, Guys and Dolls, and High Society. In the late 50s and early 60s, he surrounded himself by some of the heavyweights of show business, people like Dean Martin, Peter Lawford, Sammy Davis Jr., and others. And they became known as the Rat Pack. They even made a couple of movies together, Ocean's 11 and Robin and the Seven Hoods. But still, the great recordings kept coming.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering way, forgotten love appears, and I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September, the warm September. As a man who has never stopped at wishing well, now I'm watching children's carousel, and their laughter's music to my ear. September of my year, a golden warm September of my
Sinatra was certainly making the most of the September of his years. He showed no sign of quitting. The big band era was now past and the singer was supreme. However, during the 50s, two great arrangers combined to form a band that was revolutionary for its time. Eddie Sauter of the Benny Goodman Band and Bill Finnegan, who had been responsible for many of the great Glenn Miller arrangements. And they together formed the Sauter-Finnegan Band. And now here's the ABC Sydney Show Band to bring back that great sound here with Rain. Thank you. Thank you, Eric. Sinatra continued to be one of the best exponents of swinging songs, and this next one became a sort of secondary theme for him. It all began in 1939, and here it is more than 35 years later, and Frank Sinatra is still up there. He survived the rock and roll impact of the 50s that proved so cataclysmic for so many singers. His personal appearances are still sellouts, and I'd like to think that he's going to be up there showing us all how to sing for many years to come. What better tribute can we pay to the chairman of the board than to end on a song that says it all?
And so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more. Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course,
each careful step along the highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I'd eat it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed, cried, I've had my fill. Of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows
next week, we'll talk and sing about a great singer and musician who was without parallel in his field, Nat King Cole. Till then, on behalf of our guests Brenda Kristen and the Peter Flanagan Singers, Eric Jupp and the ABC Sydney Show Band, my sound operators Brendan Frost, Chris Crome and Ron Minogue, this is Alan Dean saying, see you next week.
Yes, it was mine.